Blog Talk Radio.
Mention about what happened when Missouri came and played at Arkansas a couple of weeks ago. Their coaches were talking trash to our players, you know, practically, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, anyway, threatening our players. And then the sports information director for Missouri is going around handing out flyers talking about how Missouri is a much better basketball program since Mike Anderson left. Okay, let's take a look at this a second. Your coach is under investigation by the NCAA. Even though it's not stuff he did at Missouri, it's the stuff he did at his former job at Cheatham University, a.k.a. Miami Hurricanes. But yet he's still under investigation and it caught up to him. And yet you have the nerve to, maybe they're pissed. I don't know. I don't care. But, you know, their day's coming because, you know, they're playing, you know, those players that are at Missouri right now, outside of the freshmen, those players that are at Missouri right now are Mike Anderson's recruits. So let's give it 2 or 3 years. Get Case or Haith or however the hell you pronounce his last name. Get his recruits out of there. Get Anderson's recruits out of there. Get Haith's recruits in there. And then let's put his Missouri teams up against our teams here at Arkansas, and let's see where he stands there. I think the story will be completely freaking different, and I will go to Columbia, Missouri. I will stand on Hayes Lawn, and I will take a big, giant dump. So, there you go. Now that I can relax on that situation now. It's the second night of the new era, should I say, of the Greg Squirrel Show. We are now an hour long. Once again, we want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services for all your mobile DJ needs, whether it be weddings, proms, private parties, whatever. Contact Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, 479-236-1007. And they will set you up. We also want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drinks for being an official sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. You can only find, they're available through Amway, so if you know an Amway representative, ask him about Excess Energy Drinks. You know, they're much better than Red Bull and some of the other flavors because they have various flavors. Cola, root beer, tropical blast, fruit blast. They got a green tea that's awesome. Matter of fact, I'm sucking on a green tea right now. That's tastes pretty good. So try Excess Energy drinks. They don't have that nasty aftertaste. They come in a caffeine-free. How does that work? How does it be caffeine-free, sugar-free, but yet it's still an energy drink? Are they putting guano or, you know, hashish? What are they putting in a sugar-free, caffeine-free energy drink and still be an energy drink? I'm looking at the Midians. The Midians are shrugging their shoulders like, I don't know. The one Midian, he's driving me nuts because he's been laying over here on the floor doing this little dance. I mean, all his arms and legs are flopping in the air, and he's just kind of like, yeah. Whatever he's smoking, take it away. So we got us an Excess Energy drink. We are ready for a good show. So listen to this. I'm opening a fresh can right now. Yeah, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Phone lines are open, 479-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about tonight, feel free to call on in. Don't forget, tomorrow night we got Eric Stevens, Uncivil War MMA. He's going to be calling in, talking about our big event coming up this Saturday night, Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center. You can look him up on Facebook, look up Uncivil War MMA. And you can get ticket information. Show is starting, the preliminaries are starting at 5 o'clock. They got 20-something bouts, or 20-something fights scheduled for this event. And so the preliminaries are going to start around 5 o'clock, and then the main show is going to start around 7. So I definitely invite everybody, if you want to see some great established fighters, some up-and-coming fighters, I mean, come check out Uncivil War MMA, Uncivil War 11. Friction is the name of the event. So if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, come check it out. If you're down near Fort Smith, Arkansas, they have an event going on Saturday night. Extreme Fighting Inc. presents Extreme Insanity. Their event's going on at the Phoenix Expo Center down in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Tony and Darlene Burrow, great people. And, you know, they're putting on that show down there. So, you know, if you can't make it up to Springfield, slide on down to Fort Smith and check that event out. A lot of great stuff. Don't forget, April 6th, I'm going to be in Muskogee, Oklahoma for Striking. We're negotiating with them to have them on the show so they can kind of talk about the Muay Thai kickboxing event that they're going to have. So that's coming up in that's coming up next month, April 6th, once again at the Muskogee Civic Center. Look up Striking on Facebook, STRIKING, and look up for that ticket information. A lot of great fights, and I mean, there's fighters coming from all across the world. And this is their premier event. This is a brand new promotion, first event, and I'm talking, they got guys coming in from Canada to fight on this show. So, you know, they're definitely doing something good, so make sure you go down there and go Muskogee, Oklahoma, check that event out. Once again, I'll be doing the ring announcing on that event. And don't forget, High Foot Combat Sports. They are they're having an event May 18th. I don't have the calendar here in front of me. I know it's a Saturday. It's either May 18th or May 19th. I can't remember if that's a Friday or Saturday. The Midians, they're looking at me like, what are you wanting? I'm sitting here sending them hand signals like, hello. And they're looking at me like, no. Kind of like the Chester Cheetah commercial where the guys are robbing the bank and they're like, no, maybe if you try one of the other tellers, and then they flick a rubber band at him. I like the new Chester Cheetah. He's cool. What do you got, Midian? May 18th is the event. That's going to be back up in Mexico, Missouri, at the, I believe it's the Presser Center there in Mexico, Missouri. I believe I'm announcing that right. It's an all-female event. No guys allowed. Every fight on that show is going to be a female fight. It's going to be on pay-per-view. So if you're listening to the show and you're up in the Mexico, Missouri area, might be able to, you know, might be able to check out that show. A lot of other great stuff going on. So right now, let's flip over here. Let's go through the headlines. If you may want to tune into the TV, if you got TNT, the LA Lakers are taking over. Are taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City got it going on. I mean, this is just like their fourth or fifth season in Oklahoma City, but they have really come a long way, and I'm excited about them, especially now that they got my boy Ronnie Brewer and Derek the Fish playing for them. So, Kind of excited about the future for Oklahoma City. I'm excited about the future for Seattle because they're going to be getting a team back up there, so I'm happy for them. So I'm happy for Rihanna. Everybody's heard of the, you know, anybody who's alive has heard of Rihanna. I might have mentioned this last week. She's officially broke up with Chris Brown again. I'm kind of questioning her move. Rihanna said she's moving to Los Angeles, and she's actually going to start dating the L.A. Lakers because right now they're not beating anybody, so she feels pretty safe with them. So congratulations to Rihanna. I hope she's happy out there. So let's get on with the headline. Here's some interesting news. Tim Floyd, who's probably one of the more successful college basketball coaches out there, a previous coach with the University of Southern Cal, well, he is currently talking to USC about coming back. He left USA when there was some investigations going on into the program concerning O.J. Mayo, and he was found innocent. He was found clear. No sanctions against him. It was totally on Mayo. And so, you know, he really didn't have to leave USC, but he felt it was best for the program. And he's interested in going back. You know, USC fired their coach. Kevin Sumlin, whatever his name is. I don't keep up with USC basketball. But they fired him earlier in the season, so they've had an interim coach this year. So Tim Floyd, he's currently coaching at UTEP, and he has just really expressed a desire to go back to USC. So, and I think that would be a great hire for USC. I mean, seeing that he didn't have to leave in the first place. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I always say everything happens for a reason, whether good, whether bad. So if God wants him to be out at USC, you know, it'll happen. So we'll just have to see what goes on there. Here is a basketball update with 2 minutes, 36 seconds left in the first period. Oklahoma City Thunder, 26. Los Angeles Lakers, not enough. No, Los Angeles Lakers, 17. So apparently there's just a lot of great discord out in L.A. I mean, they got star power left and right, but just not getting it done. So anyway, that's that. We'll keep you updated throughout the show tonight. Albert Pujols, let's talk baseball. Albert Pujols made his coming off a knee injury, went 0-for-3 in a spring training debut for the L.A. Lakers, for the L.A. Los Angeles at Anaheim Angels. That's a long-ass name. Ain't it funny how a change of a uniform makes your opinion of a guy change? I mean, Albert, when he was at St. Louis, everybody loved Albert. You know, thought he could do no wrong. I've gone to St. Louis to announce MMA events, ate at his restaurant there in St. Louis. And now that he's out, there in La La Land, nobody really wants any, nobody around here cares. You know, it's like, okay, you jacked us over. I mean, this is one of the brothers' philosophies. Albert Pujols sit there and said that he wanted to retire a St. Louis Cardinal. But yet, when they didn't offer him the money he wanted, he immediately jumped ship. What up with that? You know, you don't sit there and say you want to be a St. Louis Cardinal for life and then leave when they don't meet the money you want. That's crazy. What can I say? Oh, not much going on the UFC front. Still everybody talking smack. John Jones got a baby girl. Sora Paleli is going to be back in action against Stipe Miocic at UFC 61, Winnipeg, Canada. That's about the only big news I've seen. UFC 161, Miguel Ruiz rematch. So I got a funny feeling there's just going to be a great stuff. Don't forget WrestleMania, the one big, in the immortal words of good old JR, the one big slobber knocker event of the year, WrestleMania, is coming. I'm hoping it snows. Not to wish bad on an outdoor event, but I hope it snows like a mofo, because I want to see their contingency plans, because they're playing in the New York Giants, New York Jets, new football stadium, and it's outdoors. I'm hoping it's into 20 degrees, because I want to, never mind, we got my love child on the phone. Granny Hulkster.
Hello.
Yeah, you got Grandma, my love child, from an affair I had a couple of years ago.
Oh, great. You're a mess, Greg. You're an absolute mess.
I just thought I would
call in, just to say hey and, talk some wrestling,
Oh, yeah. Did you expect last night? I mean, I saw last night coming 100 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
They had to have their current, one of their current biggest draws, CM Punk. They had to figure out how to put him in the show. So they said, okay, we'll put the bionic battery in Undertaker's hip and drag him out one more time, and we'll have these two guys. I mean, it was inevitable. After Cena beating Punk last week to keep his title shot, then they were scrambling. Okay, well, how are we going to keep Punk on the show? So. I saw that coming 100 miles away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm surprised with everything that happened with Swagger. I'm still surprised. He must have something over Vince McMahon's head.
I've never been a big Jack Swagger fan, and I'm even probably less of a fan of him now, especially after what he did to Duggan and Sergeant Slaughter and Dusty Rhodes last night. I mean, you just don't do that to a legend. I mean, I'm sorry. You have to show, to get respect, you have to earn it, and he was not being respectful by any means in my book last night, what he did to those three legends last night. That was horrible.
All right. Well,
That's what I've been saying, you know. See, you know, I know it makes for great stories, CM Punk saying he's been the greatest and everything. But the wrestlers these days, they got it easy. They got it so freaking easy from pro wrestling 20, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. When you know, guys like Flair, Dusty, Sergeant Slaughter, those guys were on the road 300-plus days a year.
Yes.
I mean, ask Ric Flair how many ex-wives he has because of his wrestling career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know, the wrestlers these days, they got it easy. I want to ask you this question because I've got my opinion. I think WWE's confused. They got two heavyweight champions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, they pretty much consolidated all the other major belts, like the tag titles. You know, they still have the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title. So when is it going to be time to merge the two heavyweight titles? Because it's kind of contradictory to me, because my opinion, Alberto Del Rio is the man. Because, yeah, see, The Rock, no disrespect to The Rock, he has the WWE heavyweight championship. That tells me, yes, he's the best in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go look at Alberto Del Rio. You know, so I try to put that little R on the R. Try to sound sophisticated. A little redneck boy that I am, try to sound sophisticated. But then Alberto Del Rio, he has the world heavyweight champion. That tells me he's the best in the world, even though he's not defended that title in Japan or Germany, England, Australia. I mean, wrestling has changed so much, and I think it's hurt the sport, because I remember when Flair was champ, you know, back when there was still WWE, WCW, I remember the days when you may have only saw Ric Flair once a month. It's kind of diminished the importance of those belts. Because you get them forced down our throat each and every week. I feel it's kind of hurt the product personally. And it's kind of diminished the importance of the belts, especially when you have them two belts claiming to be heavyweight champion.
That's very well put. I totally agree with you on that, Greg. I mean, I think they're taking away from, you know, the name of the title. You know, like you said, you have the world heavyweight and you have the WWE champion. I mean, it used to be there was like one championship belt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was like one. And if you had that one, you were the best in the business. I mean, look how many times Ric Flair held that championship back in the day. I know. You know, I mean, you look at Hogan, Randy Savage, I mean, Lex Luger even, I mean, Sting. I mean, you look at all those icon names back in the day. I mean, when it was, you know, WCW, I mean, you know, if you had that heavyweight championship, you know, you were the best. And it does take away from the name of that title. I mean, they really need to go back. One championship belt, I mean.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, keep your separate shows. Keep SmackDown. Keep Raw. And, you know, stop intermingling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a champion, be on one show or the other.
Yeah.
You know, now they need to unify the world titles or the heavyweight titles. They need to unify the U.S. and the Intercontinental. I know both belts have a great history when it comes to their promotions. Because remember, the U.S. belt was original WCW. WCW's WCW is gone, so they just need to completely do away with that belt. As sad as it would be, because of the great history, you look at the names that have held that belt. Nikita Koloff, Magnum T.A., Wahoo McDaniels, Tully Blanchard. You know, you look at the names that have held that belt. And,
exactly.
You know, let's retire that. And then you look at the great names that have held the Intercontinental title. Pedro Morales, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Randy Macho Man Savage, you know, Curt Hennig, Kerry Von Erich, the great names that have held the Intercontinental title. So,
yes.
You know, both belts have their history, but it's time to have one. Make the belts worth more. Same way with the heavyweight title. Make that belt prestigious again instead of having two champions conflicting with each other. Here's my question, Granny Hulkster. We only got about 5 more minutes. I got another guest I'm going to have on the show here. So I got about 5 more minutes with you.
That's fine.
In your opinion, and this was an argument that was going on Facebook today, best wrestler never to hold a world heavyweight championship. I got my name right off the top of my head.
Wow.
So who's yours? Of all the wrestlers, current and past, current wrestlers and past to get past wrestlers, best wrestler to never hold a world heavyweight title.
Wow, that's a tough one. I am just like totally drawn a blank. I could think of numerous names, and just everything's going through my head right now. That's a tough
one. Then you'll probably agree with the name I'm about to mention. AA Arn Anderson.
Yes. I agree with that. That was probably one of my top choices of many.
I mean, I admit, back in the day, I'm going to admit, I was a Closet Horseman fan. Yeah, even though out loud I'm rooting for the Dusty Rhodes, the Magnum TAs, Nikita Koloff when he did his... When he joined the Doc Goodside, Lex Luger, Barry Windham, you know. But then you had the Horsemen. You had Ole. You had Arn. You had Tully Blanchard. And then you had, you know, Luger when he was part. Windham when he was with the Horsemen. You had those interchangeable cogs, but the main core was always Flair, the Andersons, and Tully.
I agree.
That's the version of the Horsemen I will always remember, was Flair, Tully, AA, and Ole Anderson, the Minnesota, not the original Minnesota Wrecking Crew, but one of the original variations of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
I agree.
This is somebody on one of my Facebook wrestling pages that I pay attention to. They were talking Steve Regal, Lord Steven Regal.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. I mean, Regal's a great wrestler, scientific. I mean, if it came down to a legit fight, I would love to see Steve Regal and Wade Barrett go at it. Both these guys claim to be from Britain, bare knuckle, fighting on the street type of guy. So if their claims are legit, put these two guys at it. And if you really want to make it fun, I would even throw in Fit Finley. Because he kind of fits that same background that, you know, he said he loves the fight, grew up on the streets of Scotland and Ireland, you know. So he's another one that I would like to see.
I had the opportunity, my husband and my son and I, we had the opportunity to meet Fit Finley back in, let's see.
He was in Fort Smith last year.
Well, I actually got to meet him at Clarksville at Holiday Homecoming back in, I believe it was 2011 in Clarksville, Arkansas at Holiday Homecoming. We got to meet him down there, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I give TCW a lot of credit. They are bringing in, you know, they've had Mickey James in there. They had Buff Bagwell before he had his car accident back when they were kind of first getting up and running. They've had Jerry the King Lawler, beautiful Bobby Eaton. One of the true legends a professional wrestling maniac, Matt Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys, you know, a lot of people remember Matt from Texas when he was wrestling with Devon Erics.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people remember Matt Bourne when he went to the WWE. And he eventually became Doink the Clown.
Yep.
And so, you know, so when you're able to go in to a venue, to an atmosphere like that, and you can say, hey, you know, be able to stick your chest out and say, yeah, man, I got to work a match with true legends in this sport. You know, I've worked with a lot of guys, Rocco Rock and Joey Grunge, the original Public Enemy. The Barbarian, the highlight, my highlight was an event 10 years ago, but about 12 years ago now, up here in Fayetteville. Southeast Championship Wrestling did an event at the fairgrounds, and their main event was Dan the Beast Severn and Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one I remember on top of that, not only did they had those guys there, but they also had Hector Guerrero. I grew up watching Hector Guerrero. I remember going to the old Fort Smith Armory in downtown Fort Smith and watching the original Mexican jumping bean, Hector Guerrero, and then here I am, you know, I won't put an exact number on it, but here I am years later, living my dream of working in professional wrestling business, getting to work with people I grew up watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing beats it. So, I thought I was going to have another guest, but I guess we've lost a connection with him, so we'll keep you on here a little bit longer, Granny Hulkster.
Okay. Well, I'd like to plug a couple shows if I can real quick, Greg, in case your guest does come back on. First of all, I don't have the total lineup, but I know this Saturday, March 9th, in Muskogee, Oklahoma, UWE Slam Fest 2 is going to be taking place at the Muskogee Civic Center. It's going to be a huge, huge night for wrestling fans in, you know, Oklahoma area, Muskogee, Tahlequah area. You will not want to miss this big, huge show, I tell you. I wish I was not going to be laid up like I am. As you know, Greg, I'm having my knee surgery in the morning. I have to be at the hospital at 5:30. Everybody at UWE was teasing me about being in Muskogee Saturday, and I said, well, not this chick, because I said, I'm not going to be able to drive. So, unfortunately, I wish I could be there because it's going to be a huge, huge night. I believe doors open around 5:30, show starts at 6:30. I think $5 admission for adults. I think kids probably 5 and under are free. But fans, you will definitely not want to miss this. Also, next Saturday, Lincoln, Arkansas, at the National Guard Armory in Lincoln, Arkansas Pro Wrestling takes place. $6 admission for adults, children 6 and under are free, 7 o'clock p.m. bell time. This is going to be a number one contendership match for the two-faced Angel, the Kingpin Angel for the APW heavyweight title. It's going to be the Mangler versus Gary Graham, Space Cowboy Jason Jones versus Flood, Rolling Thunder versus the Outlaw Brian Black, Max McGurk versus Mitch Baxter. I believe Superstar Steve versus the mercenary Jason Jones. Not the same as Space Cowboy Jason Jones fans. Totally different Jason Jones can be picked there. And I believe Darlin Dustin Heritage is going to be taking on the Canadian Red Devil. So, fans, you will not want to miss that show either as well in Lincoln at Arkansas Pro Wrestling.
All right. Yeah, you hear it, fans. Two great shows. One going to be over there at Muskogee. Where's that Muskogee show going to be at? Is that at the Civic Center?
At the Muskogee Civic Center.
Yeah. So, great venue over there. I'm going to be over there in a couple of months announcing a Muay Thai event. So, we're going to be over there. So, that show is going to be coming up April 6th. We're going to be over there. So, that's a great venue. I mean, nice seating all the way around. So, if you fans get over there, are able to make that show. If you want to stay closer to home, stay here in Northwest Arkansas. You got the event going to be out there at Lincoln. So, get out and support independent pro wrestling. Granny Hulkster, I love you, baby. Anytime, you know, as always, you're welcome on the show. So, our thoughts and prayers. I know you got that knee surgery tomorrow. So, you're definitely going to be in our thoughts and our prayers. So, get that knee taken care of so you can be kicking Tinkerbell. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
get your knee back in shape so you can be kicking Tinkerbell in the butt in his little pink tutu.
Mm-hmm, most definitely.
All right, Granny Hawkster, we love you. You know you're a favorite here on the show, so you be safe, and we will give us a call next week. Let us know how the surgery went. Give us an update on how you're doing.
I will. I will most definitely do that.
All right. Appreciate you, Granny Hawkster.
Well, I appreciate you too, Greg. And fans, y'all have a great night, and God bless y'all. And just like Greg said, no matter where these independent shows are, go out and support these independent shows, because the more you support these shows, the harder these guys work for you, because they have the passion for the business, they have the heart for the business, and they do it for you, the fans. So good night, everybody. God bless you all, and take care.
Appreciate it, Granny Hawkster.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Granny. She's the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So there you go. You got those shows coming up. A lot of great stuff brought up in that conversation. I mean, that's why I love talking to people who are knowledgeable in different sports, because I pay attention to different sports. So, you know, we pretty much, you know, knowledgeable people. I love people who are knowledgeable. We got my buddy Dean, the Mighty Mouse Vaughn. He's in the chat room. I know he's going to be Dean Vaughn, the Mighty Mouse. I remember. Finally got your nickname down, buddy. So, Dean Vaughn, he's going to be, he sent me a happy face. He's listening to the show tonight. He's going to be in action this coming weekend. Once again, Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center for Uncivil War 11 Friction. I mean, this card is going to be nuts. Normally, they don't start till 7, but they got so many fights booked for this show. They're having a preliminary show starting at 5. Fighters meeting is at 3. That's where they meet with all the fighters and go over all the instructions, rules, all that stuff. Fighters meeting is at 3. And then the preliminary show starts at 5. Hopefully be able to get through all of them in time. And then the main show starts at 7. But, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss all this great action, because there's a lot of fighters that are just starting out in their MMA careers. So come out, support them, but then also support guys like Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, who, you know, are fighting on the main card, because you never know going to these events when you're going to see one of these guys just starting out. 5, 6 years from now, they could be fighting on UFC. They could be fighting Bellator. So just like the pro wrestling, you know, those guys, you know, you see on TV every Monday, Tuesday, or, well, Monday, Thursday, Friday nights, you know, that didn't just happen overnight. There's, a lot of those guys have been wrestling 2, 3, 4, you know, 10 years. Diamond Dallas Page is a perfect example. Diamond Dallas Page, he started out as a manager. You know, I had never heard of the guy before until he shows up one day on the old American Wrestling Alliance. That's Vern Gagne out of Minnesota. And here's this guy, you know, zebra print. You know the fashion back in the 70s, early 80s, the cut jeans with the holes in it. Some of the bands back in the day, Twisted Sister, Quiet Riot, Bon Jovi, when they were first starting out, Motley Crue. Well, that's who this guy reminded me of, because he had the jeans, had the ripped holes, and then he had the bandanas underneath to cover the holes. But then he turned pro wrestler. He was like in his late 30s before he got his big break. He was 37, 38 years old when he won the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. So these guys, they get started on these independent scenes. It has a lot to do with what they have, their heart, their desire. If they have that look that the TNA, WCW, the big, you know, or WCW, WWE, the big promoters are looking for, you know. And then so they have a chance to go to these tryouts. Ohio Valley Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling, I think that's still one of the feeder promotions, because the promotions they have, these small promotions that they'll go to look for new talent. And so they'll put these guys in their developmental program, develop their character for them, and then when they feel they have it, then they move to the TV. So, and MMA is the same way. You got guys like D. Mighty Mouse Vaughn who started out on these small, I call them independent promotions, you know. And now Dean, you know, he's fighting for championships. And so, a lot of these guys are in it for the love. They stay with it. A lot of them are open to the fact that they may never get that call from UFC or Bellator or the other big promotions. But that doesn't keep them from getting in there and fighting. So, there's going to be a lot of good fights this Saturday night, both in Fort Smith and up in Springfield. Yeah, you know, Mighty Mouse Vaughn, he just sent me a message. He says, you got to love the competition. And that's what it's about. I remember Barry Switzer, former football coach. Everybody's heard of Barry Switzer, former coach for the Cowboys, former coach for the Oklahoma Sooners. I don't know how many national championships he won with Oklahoma, but he did a book called Bootlegger's Boy. And that's how he recruited. He recruited based on competition. He would go out and he would recruit the best players at the positions he was needing. So then the next season, when it came time to start recruiting again, he would pick out the players. He would go into their house, and he was dead honest with them. He would sit there on their couch, and he says, I'm recruiting you because you're the best at your position this season. But I want you to know that next season, I'm going to be recruiting somebody else who's better than you because he pushes his players. And any good coach is going to do that. A good coach is going to push his players to get the best out of them. He's not going to let them rest. He's not going to let them, you know, think they come in for a coast. That's what happened with what was his name? I can't remember his name. Basketball player for Arkansas. Everybody thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, he has a great three. He went and played for Butler. Rodney Clark is his name. Rodney came in, played for Arkansas, but he thought he knew he was the cat's meow. He knew that he could go stab somebody in the back. He would get by with it. Well, so they get rid. They fire John Pelfrey, and they bring in Mike Anderson. So Rodney Clark ups and leaves Arkansas because he saw the handwriting on the wall that he wasn't going to be given a starting spot on that ball team. He wasn't going to have the gold spoon or silver spoon, whatever you want to call it. Midians, what is it, gold or silver spoon born in your mouth? Silver spoon. Thank you, Midians. You know, he knew that he wasn't going to be handed the car keys to the Ferrari, that he was going to have to earn it like any true athlete is willing to accept that competition. So he decides to transfer to Butler, okay? Does he not realize that Mike Anderson's offense was perfect for him? Because when they get driving through the hole, I mean, yeah, their offense didn't look like crap tonight. They got beat by 30 points. From Missouri, but I've already talked about that. Kind of nice getting beat by players that you recruited. So anyway, I guarantee you if it had been 2 or 3 years down the road, that game tonight would have came out a whole lot different. But anyway, Mike Anderson's offense was so perfectly suited for Rodney Clark because when they're driving to the hole or they're feeding the Marshawn Powell or, you know, Cody Clark, all them other players, that's taking all the attention away from Rodney Clark. So they could have come down, pop him, throw him a pass. He could pop a three-pointer, you know. So Rodney Clark shot himself in the foot. Yeah, he's having good success up at Butler, but I just think he totally shot himself in the foot leaving Arkansas. And I'm not saying that because I'm a homer. I admit it, I'm a homer. I'm one of these Arkansas fans that I think we're going to win every time we step on the football field, every time we step on the basketball court. I don't care who we're playing. You know, we can go on the field, we can go on the court against the Miami Heat, and I think we're going to beat them just because that's the true fan I am. You know, maybe I'm delusional, which, you know, people have said, yeah, maybe a little bit. I won't deny it. But, you know, anyway, I think I kind of got off point with my rambling. Mighty Mouse, did I get off? Mighty Mouse is in the chat room. Phone lines are open 347-326-9073. We still got about 10 minutes in the show tonight. Mighty Mouse has become my buddy. You know, we kind of started off rough, maybe just a little, okay. It's all about competition is what I'm trying to, I guess the point I'm still trying to get along is the competition comment. So anyway, we'll get back to MMA. Love the Hawks. When we look, I cut my finger, you know, a little ways about cogs are going to fall out. Maybe a couple of St. Louis Cardinals, depending on the sport. But I love competition. And I know, you know, Dean Vaughn, Mighty Mouse, he loves competition. That's why he's in there hanging and banging each and every show. That, I don't think the word I quit is in Dean Vaughn's vocabulary. But that's good. I like guys like that. There's also going to be some ladies' fights on that show Saturday night. One of the ladies fighting Crystal McGuire. I've been kind of checking her out. What's that word? Quit? Yeah. I love you, Dean. Mighty Mouse, that's my buddy. What is the word quit? I don't believe that word. Crystal McGuire. I think Mighty Mouse Vaughn would die before he had to say I quit. Anyway, let's go. You know, everybody jumping on. Thanks to Ronda Rousey and her performance at UFC 157. Everybody's jumping on with the girls now. And there's going to be some ladies action. Crystal McGuire, just one of the many female fighters that are going to be appearing on Uncivil War. I don't have Extreme Insanity's card here in front of me, but I know they do have some girls fighting on that show. So, I mean, it's coming, ladies. Well, you know, that show I'm announcing in Mexico, Missouri, for High Foot Combat Sports. That's an all-girls fight card. Invicta. Is it Invective or Invicta? I think it's Invicta. They're an all-girls promotion. Every card I see from them, it's all girls. And, you know, some of the girls that are fighting on that show, I've announced in the past, most notably Katrina Kathan, Kill Switch. She's going to be fighting up there. So, you know, I can't remember if Carrie is fighting on Invicta. I'll find out, let you all know. But, hey, you know, look out, boys. The girls are coming. The girls are coming, boys. After the great fight between Ronda Rousey and Carmouche, I mean, that was an untapped source just waiting to be opened up. So that's coming. Don't forget, we're going to have Eric Stevens with Uncivil War. He's going to be on the show tomorrow night. So excited about talking to him. We're also talking to Armel Nunnally with High Foot Combat Sports. I know he's going to be on the show in the next couple of weeks. So we've got some great stuff going on. I'm glad we're going an hour. So that way I have plenty of time to get people on now and not feel like I have to rush them off, you know. So once again, if you're, you know, we're still looking for advertisers. You know, we got Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, Excess Energy Drinks as our official sponsors. But, you know, we're always looking for more. If you're interested in advertising to the MMA, at the MMA events, feel free to give me a call. I'll advertise you on the radio show here. I'll put your logo on one of my banners that I put up at events. And I'll even go as far as have you put your products out on my table. So, you know, it's a win-win situation. Doritos. Cool Ranch Doritos Loco. That's what I'm craving. I knew I was craving something. Hold on. Drink time. Ah, good stuff. So anyway, gotta love MMA. I really wasn't into MMA until I started announcing it. And now that I've been announcing it going on 12 years now, you can't keep me away from it. I was up at 3 o'clock the other morning watching replays of Pride Championship. Pride, mostly compete over in the Orient. And, you know, they fight. They don't fight in a cage. They fight in a ring. And so, you know, once again, talk about the difference in the different promotions. Some promotions use the traditional cage. Some promotions use the ring. So it's all fun. It's all good. We're out to entertain the crowds. And, you know, so I wish I could say more about it. I cannot think of any other words that really describe. I mean, Vince McMahon hates MMA. Because MMA has pretty much, unless you're a true diehard pro wrestling fan,
At one time, WWE was the largest crowd drawing event, but I haven't seen the numbers from UFC 157. But I guarantee you, I'll put it to you this way. You put UFC and Cowboy Stadium, that place will be packed. Chairs on the field, all the bleacher seats. You put the right matches on that show, and I guarantee it. And Vince McMahon will be shaking in his boots. Because I know at one time, the old Pontiac Silverdome, I think that held like 70, 80,000. And with the seats on the floor, on the field, I forget how many that put in there. But at one time, Pontiac Silverdome had the largest indoor attendance record. So I don't know who had it now. But I will be glad to look it up, and we'll have that on the show here in the next couple of nights. So anyway, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. I don't even check the email tonight. I bring up the email so people can make comments, and then I don't even bother checking it. I apologize, listeners. I'm getting better. So, Mighty Mouse, I know you're still in the chat room over there. Is there anything you want to comment on? Yeah, we got the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Squirrel Show. And then you can go into chat room. You can call in. 347-326-9073 is our phone number. Make sure you write it down. Just put it by your phone. And then grab your laptop. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10. And, hey, we're having fun now. Like I said, I was excited when we were able to, when Cherokee Entertainment came up and said, hey, we're going to give you the sponsorship to go to an hour. Oh, man, I was like a kid with a new toy. So, once again, I appreciate Granny Holster. You know, that lady, she is funny. You go to any of the wrestling shows in the area. I'm trying to get her hooked on MMA, okay? I am trying to get Granny Holster to an MMA event. Oh, I feel sorry for those guys. If I can get Granny Holster hooked on MMA, they're going to be glad they're in the cage. That's how crazy this woman is, but you got to love her. So, anyway, oh, man, it's been a great night. Once again, Granny Holster calling in. We had another caller that came up, but by the time we got to him, we had a dial tone. So, anyway, we try to get everybody on whenever possible. So we're going to do it again tomorrow night. Everybody sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite, and we will talk to you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. If, and I'm going to put this out there right now, if everything goes good and we have the time, we are going to do a 30-minute show Saturday afternoon, probably either be 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, a short 30-minute show from Uncivil War MMA. So we're still working on that, seeing if we can get that worked out, maybe get Dean on the show and go from there. So we'll try to let you know about that later in the week. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bug on out of here, and we look forward to seeing everybody back here tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show. Be safe tonight.